dramatic market sell-off.
Just relax. It's a long game here.
President's new attack on Democrats.
Shall we call that treason? Why not?
High stakes for SpaceX.
That'll be the most powerful rocket in the world.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and it could be another wild ride on Wall Street. Futures markets suggesting the sell-off will continue for a third straight trading day. S&P futures are down about 7.5 points. The Dow lost nearly 1,200 points yesterday. Global markets sank overnight. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger is with us. Jill, for people with money invested in stocks, this has been tough to watch.
I think that whenever you see a Dow point loss that's more than 1,000, that will catch your attention. It takes a few minutes to do a quick bit of math. You say, oh, 1,175 points, that is the scariest point loss I've ever seen. You're right, the biggest point loss ever. But on a percentage basis, still a bad day, down 4.6%. I believe it's about the 25th worst day we've ever had, so not even in the top 10.
So interest rates and inflation seem to be driving this. How concerned should we be about those factors?
People need to make an absolute decision. Do I buy a stock, a bond, or a commodity, something else, or a fund with one of those in it? What's interesting about that is that if interest rates and inflation start to tick up, you might say, hey, you know what? I don't want to own a stock. I want the safety of bonds. And now that bonds are yielding higher amounts, that is a good choice for me.
So for long-term investors, they have to take the long view, which is to ride this out, I guess.
This kind of volatility does pop up from time to time. But the two-year period where we didn't have a more than 5% drop, that's actually rare.
Are there underlying factors in the economy that we should be paying attention to as well? Because people keep saying the economy is overall pretty well, so we can ride something like this out.
Wages are starting to rise. And if wages are up, it does suggest that consumers could start spending more. If that's the case, then the economy could continue to churn forward. But that again, if it goes too quickly, that is what the investment community is fearing. That if growth starts to ratchet up faster than expected, the Fed would be forced to raise rates. And that would actually upend the calculation of whether you want to own stocks versus bonds versus cash.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger, thanks. Just days before a deadline for lawmakers to work out a plan to keep the government running, President Trump has launched a new attack on Democrats. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president was clearly unhappy to see many Democrats sitting on their hands during his State of the Union last week, even as he touted positive news in the economy. He told a crowd in Ohio yesterday,
they were like death and un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not?
Treason is defined as levying war against the U.S. or giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It's punishable by death. It's the only crime specifically defined in the Constitution, which also, of course, protects the right of free speech. A White House spokesman is quoted as saying Mr. Trump was being tongue-in-cheek yesterday. Steve?
Well, the New York Times reports President Trump's lawyers are urging him to pass on an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
His lawyers are still discussing this and trying to narrow the scope of questioning to try to avoid any kind of legal traps. And here's what we understand their sort of ground rules are for making this decision. One, is the accusation truly a serious crime? Two, is there proof that there's simply no other way to find the answer to these questions? And three, they don't want any kind of fishing expedition.
Well, the president will now have the final say on whether a Democratic memo in the Russia investigation will be released. Vice President Pence heading to South Korea says he wouldn't rule out meetings with North Korean officials during his visit.
We're traveling to the Olympics to make sure that North Korea doesn't use the powerful symbolism in the backdrop of the Winter Olympics to paper over the truth about their regime.
For the third time since New Year's Eve, a law enforcement officer in Colorado has been shot and killed. This time a deputy in El Paso County was gunned down in a battle with a stolen car suspect who was shot and killed. Actress Uma Thurman's account of sexual assault by disgraced mogul Harvey Weinstein has rattled Hollywood, and Quentin Tarantino, who directed Thurman in several films, is facing questions too. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
I've killed a hell of a lot of people.
We see Uma Thurman seeming to drive on her way to Kill Bill in the Tarantino sequel. What we don't see is the reverse footage of her actually driving the sports car she says Tarantino bullied her into against her will. Footage that shows her crashing, leaving her with lasting injuries.
People familiar with Tarantino's work would find it very plausible that in attempting to sort of see his vision through, he might play fast and loose with certain details.
Film journalist Michael Nordine, Tarantino says he remains haunted by guilt over the incident, but Thurman's anger is directed at Harvey Weinstein and Miramax for, she says, refusing to hand over the footage unless she released them from any legal liability. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
The private company SpaceX is poised to launch its most powerful rocket yet. CBS's Peter King tells us the payload is out of this world.
If it works, SpaceX says its Falcon 9 Heavy will be able to compete with other rockets to launch the heaviest satellites into orbit. But it won't risk flying one on the first try. Instead, on top is a Tesla sports car. It's great publicity.
It's going to really be something to see a camera on the rocket watching a sports car separate off into the void of space once this thing gets off the ground.
But CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says this test launch has to carry something to prove the rocket's worth.
And frankly, building a dummy payload for a rocket probably would cost more than what the Tesla Roadster cost.
And that Roadster's audio system,
this is ground control to Major Tom,
will be playing David Bowie's Space Oddity during launch. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Japanese researchers say a chemical McDonald's uses to make French fries can mass produce hair follicles on mice. And they say they're optimistic the same thing can be done for men and women. A child with vision problems now has a field of dreams. CBS's Jim Shenevy explains.
A settlement has been reached with Little League Baseball that will allow a child with a vision-related disability to use an optic yellow baseball while at bat or in the field. Federal prosecutor Matthew Schneider says the agreement settles an Americans with Disabilities complaint and will also put in place procedures to evaluate similar requests based on disability in the future. Schneider says children should not miss out on sports or other community activities just because they have a disability. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Character actor John Mahoney, the cranky dad on the hit comedy Frasier, has died.
Great guys. Stinky, Wolfman, Boom Boom, Jim.
Mahoney was 77. He had spent time recently in the hospital. There's been no cause of death listed. Along with TV, he was a Tony winner on Broadway and had roles in dozens of movies. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.